Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Well, you know, sometimes great performances, you have to wait for them. Like last night with Aaron Rodgers. You had to wait till the second half. You had to wait till a little later this morning for this one. Good morning, Santana.
Good morning.
You're not limping,
the
though.
The cornflakes taste a little bit better with a Packer win, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And over the Bears. And in the opener. So, and when it looked like we were going to lose. Because it really looked like we were going to lose.
Oh, yeah. We were definitely stinking up the place, you know. And if anybody has any question on, you know, is this an Aaron Rodgers? does he run the team or lead the team? We basically go wherever he goes. So when he went into the locker room, we might as well, the fans and the players might as well have gone into the locker room with him. Oh. But he came back.
It's not that different than it was when you were up there and we had number four. Everything ran through number four, right?
Yeah, but even more so, it seems like, you know, 12, when 12 goes out of the game, it seems like it just takes the air out of his teammates as well as the stadium. You know, I don't know. Brett didn't go out of the game too often, so I guess it's hard to say. But definitely it seems a little bit different. It's more intense when you see 12 on a little apple cart going into the locker room.
Is that what you call that, the apple cart?
Yeah, that's what we used to call it on the field. Like, hey, don't let that apple cart come down.
you ever have to leave on the apple cart?
Yeah, I had to leave one time. And I tore that doggone quad, and it was a Monday night game in Carolina.
Yeah.
I tore my quad muscle. I had to get on that apple cart.
Well, that's not too bad for the career. I mean.
Yeah. I said, Doc, don't get the apple cart. Don't get the apple cart, Doc. And I said, let me try to get up and get to the sideline. And then it couldn't happen. And then I said, all right, get the apple cart.
One apple cart, please.
One apple cart. Apple cart for number 71, please. Order it up.
Decided whether you ride in the passenger seat or are slabbed out on the back there.
Yeah. Oh, I was definitely on the back.
Terrible.
Well, you wouldn't have fit. Okay. Back to the game last night, the first half, even when Aaron was in before he was injured, they weren't doing much. That defense had Aaron Rodgers, healthy Aaron Rodgers, pretty much bottled up. Then
yeah, the biggest news the first half was just the two contracts. We have the two biggest contracts in the NFL, offensively and defensively, yeah. And they weren't doing much. They weren't able to move the ball. Just no real success. Just didn't look real fluid in everything that they were doing offensively. So for whatever reason, I know the offensive line hadn't played together in preseason and blah, 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 all the things that go with that. But, you know, for it to be the first game and opening up the 100th season for the Packers against the, you know, our arch nemesis in Chicago, it just didn't look real fluid offensively or defensively.
It seems like the Packers always get off to bad starts. And then you bail out the boat and you try to catch the other guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and even with that, you know, with Aaron coming back after the half and, you know, being down, you know, it's a bad position to put a rookie, and I'm calling him a rookie, but Kaiser's a second-year guy, but I definitely don't think he planned on playing last night. So to put him in that position, the hole just got a little bit deeper and kind of stunk everything up.
Right, so Rodgers goes out, and the Bear defense goes crazy. They get two turnovers from Kaiser, an interception, a fumble recovery. The interception goes for a touchdown, and that defense is rolling going into the half, absolutely dominating the Packers, right?
Yeah.
Then you come out in the second half with that Bear defense that was kicking your ass in the first half, and you stick a lame quarterback on the field, and he runs the table on them. They have no answers. How is this possible?
You are exactly right. And that's if I'm a Bear fan, and none of us are, but my biggest question is what happened or what occurred with the defense? Because we all know that 12 was a lame duck at best, limping around on one leg back there.
Right,
and all
go
of a
get
sudden,
him.
The pass rush and the blitzing and everything else stopped.
Right. Yeah, go get him. He's hurt. Now, I understand our defense stopping their offense because their offense really scored 16 points, and they did a nice job in the second half getting them off the field for the most part and getting the ball back to 12. But if I'm the Chicago, if I'm a Chicago fan, I'm going, did somebody turn the defense off on our side of the ball last night? And here's another thing I'd want. I would want a urine sample from Aaron Rodgers immediately following that game. I want to know what they gave him.
Definitely, definitely. You know, and some of those throws, it just tells, it, you know, it talks to his athleticism and his arm strength because, you know, he, like we talked about, he's on one leg, but that first touchdown where he's throwing it off of one leg, and that has to be a 50-yard bomb in the back of the end zone that he just puts it into the breadbasket for Geronimo to catch. And Geronimo makes a great play, great route as well, but he makes that catch. And the accuracy and the way he just heaves that 50-yard bomb, like, effortlessly is ridiculous. You know, and even the next time, you saw him step up in the pocket and throw the touchdown to Adams, and he stepped up wanting to run, and I think he realized that, oh, I can't run, you know, is when he stepped away from the pressure, and he zips the ball to Adams, and Adams is able to get in for the touchdown. So, you know, it speaks well highly of his arm strength and everything else, and just the way he can come back and make those plays are phenomenal.
Well, Cobb, Allison, and Adams all had great runs, great moves. We were talking before how do the Bears like leave Randall Cobb so alone
in the middle of the field with 2 minutes to go?
Yes. I mean, and that, you know, the Cobb touchdown kind of speaks to what I said earlier. You know, you had Mack that really wasn't rushing. He drops in the flat. And that's the guy that's responsible for. He's caught an interception for a touchdown. He's forced a fumble. He's had a couple of sacks and a few pressures. Why all of a sudden are you not rushing him and dropping him into some placebo flat?
Absolutely.
Trying to chase Randall Cobb instead of chasing Aaron Rodgers in the backfield that's limping around.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of questions. So with Aaron's knee, traditionally after a Sunday win, you get Monday off, right?
Yes. Victory Mondays, that's what they call it.
Right. He's not getting a day off this week. He's probably on a trainer's table at some point today, right?
Oh, yeah. I think the trainer probably went home with him and Danica yesterday after the game. And then they escorted him back to the training room this morning where we got 9 o'clock. Yeah, he's probably on his way back up to the trainer today to really see it. Because, you know, adrenaline's going during the game. So all of us as players are, yeah, I can do it, coach, put me back in. The next day is the worst day. So if there's swelling associated and a lot of pain and soreness associated with wherever and whatever the injury is, they're trying to speak to that effect right now.
He injured his knee in high school and didn't have it repaired surgically until college. And, you know, he was many years younger then. Can you let something like that go if it needs a little stitch or two in there?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you know, especially if it's it depends on if and what the injury is. You know, we're really speculating right now. We don't know if it's a ligament or just a bruise. From looking at the injury, it looks like his leg and got kind of caught underneath him. And so he got a couple of 300-pound guys that landed on top of him. So it looks like it may be some type of a knee or a bone bruise, but it's really hard to say right now.
And we probably won't find out until, what, later this week? Not that we even need to know. He can either go or he can't go. That's the question, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm sure if need be, they're going to try to keep it as hush-hush as possible because we do have the Northmen coming to town this upcoming weekend. So probably not to specify exactly what it is or how bad it may be.
20 for 30, 286 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Okay, let's look ahead. If Rodgers can play on Sunday, we have a chance of beating the Vikings. If he doesn't play, we have no chance of beating the Vikings with DeShone Kizer, even with a full week of practice under his belt with the first team, right? I mean, it's just, you can't do it. We watched it last year with Brett Hundley.
Yeah, I mean, if Aaron does not play, I dare to say we have a hard time beating the worst of the worst. So we probably have a hard time beating DeShone Kizer's old team, which would be Cleveland. So let's hope that he's okay and can get out there and play.
I almost feel like the Rodgers thing last night, the second half anyway, was like a him saying, here, hold my beer and watch this, you know, for the second half, doesn't it? I mean, seriously.
Definitely. And, you know, to speak to the defense, we really hadn't talked a lot about the Packer defense because there's not a lot to talk about. But, again, you feel like defensively if you give up 16 points, you're supposed to win that game because it was 16 points the defense gave up and there was a touchdown the offense gave up for an interception, a screenplay for a touchdown. So you feel like defensively, hey, 16 points, we did our job. But
could live with
the way they did it against Chicago, it just wasn't a dominant performance. You kept on waiting for somebody or something to show up, a big interception, a big hit, or a big stop, tackle for loss, or something like that, and it just didn't happen. And you just come away feeling like a loss or a squandered opportunity.
Yeah, it's more like a good enough instead of a shutdown. The offense did start moving better when they no huddle. They kept the pace up.
Well, they decided they were going to throw the ball. There was no doubt we were throwing the ball.
Right. So, you know, why not go to that early in the game and wear out the defense, you know, right away and see what that, sprouts out of that.
Yeah, and I think he's looking for different matchups and different situations. You know, it was definitely a slow start to the first
agonizing
offensive possession.
Agonizing start.
Let me run this possibility by you. Is Mike McCarthy so concerned with trying to have a balanced attack with running and passing early in the game? Because we ran the ball a lot in the first two or three series. Is it possible that we're so concerned with having a balanced attack that it just handcuffs our offense? It's not what we do best. We don't run best. We throw best. Why don't we just throw?
Well, and then that's the criticism. He relies too heavily on Rodgers.
But that's clear. Rely on him now or rely on him later? What's the difference? We still need him to score points. So why not just come out throwing? I'm sure that if he sat me down, he has a strategy, right? He doesn't just go out there and go, run it. I don't care. Throw it if you want. I don't care. Right?
Yeah, definitely. I think the way he was attempting to run the ball should maybe in question. And a lot of the throws, when you're throwing the ball, like it was quick throws. So quick throws are completely different than going vertical with the offense and trying to go down the field and holding the ball. So somewhere you got to marry the two of those three different opportunities and, you know, figure out the definition of your offense. And I think they want to run the ball, or they say they want to run the ball, but at the end of the day, you're probably a passing team that runs by choice.
I brought your name up during the game to calm the people around me.
Oh, really?
How did it work?
And they were calm. They
were they all about the jump? What happened?
I said, you know, when Santana was playing, the defense had one thing in mind late in the game. Get a stop and get the ball back to number four and we'll win this thing. And that's what this defense has to think right now. We need to get a stop and get the ball back to number 12 and let them win this thing for us.
Well, I was happy to see some stops instead of, inside the 20 automatic score.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So your words brought great comfort to those around me last night, Santana. I just want you to know that.
Exactly. That's all it's about. Get the ball back to the offense.
All right.
Get over here on the sideline and watch it like everybody else.
Right.
Watch them work.
course, you never sat on that bench the way it was designed to be sat on, Santana. You always sat up on the top rail.
That's right. Yeah, you sit up like a king on his throne.
And on the kitchen chairs the like that, your mother would have belted you once.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's one down. We have 15 to go.
One and 15 to go.
If they're all like that, I don't know that I'm going to make it, but...
Just well, 60 more all, quarters of
like
football.
That, we're definitely not going to get any sleep, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, Santana. We'll talk about the Vikings next week. All right.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a great week.
All right.
You too,
Santana. Santana Dotson.